اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So today, inshallah, we're going to work on the fourth ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, the previous surahs we worked on, and we learned many things about them. Now, inshallah, we'll work on the fourth ayah, but before we start, let's listen to this ayah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alif Lam Mim. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون إن الذين كفروا سواء
So, alhamdulillah, we listened. It was a great recitation. So, let's go on and work on this ayah. I want Hussein Ruhullah to recite this ayah and we will repeat after him, okay? A'udhu billah, Hussein Ruhullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
حسن. Thank you so much, brother Hussein Ruhullah. Ayah 4 of Surah Al-Baqarah again talks about the attributes or the characteristics of the muttaqin in the second ayah that we have. Yes, hudan lil muttaqin. The next ayah, ayah 3, alladhina yu'minun. This alladhi means they. Who? The muttaqin. They are like this, yu'minuna bil ghaib. They believe in the ghaib, okay, in the unseen. Wa yuqimuna as-salat. They maintain the prayers. Wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. And they spend out of what we have provided for them, okay? What we have given them. The knowledge, it can be the knowledge, okay, it can be any blessings of Allah Almighty. Guidance. So anything that Allah Almighty has provided us with, so if we want to be true mu'min, true muttaqin, okay, so we have to spend This is spent, okay? Here I mean like spending things in the way of Allah Almighty, for the sake of Allah Almighty, okay? Like donating, charity, these things. Then in the next ayah again, Allah Almighty talks about the characteristics of muttaqin again. وَالَّذِينَ And they, يُؤْمِنُونَ They believe, what? بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ Allah Almighty talks to the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ And they are the people who believe, يُؤْمِنُونَ They believe, بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ They believe in what we have sent to you, and what we have revealed to you, and what we have given you, or what we have sent down to you, okay? Unzila, what has Allah Almighty sent to the Prophet? The Quran al-Kareem. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the Quran al-Kareem given by Allah Almighty, yes? So, muttaqin are those who believe in alam al-ghayb, believe they maintain the prayers, they spend from what Allah Almighty has provided them with, and they believe in what has been sent down to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the Quran al-Kareem. They believe in Quran al-Kareem. Okay? So in the first ayah, second ayah, Allah Almighty says, La rayba fi. So mu'minin, they believe that there is no doubt in it.
Yes.
Okay, they believe this is a book of guidance sent down by Allah Almighty to the Prophet. Okay?
Yes.
Then Allah Almighty says, Bima unzila ilayka, and believe in what? Believe in وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ They believe in what was sent down to the prophets before you. The books of the other prophets. For example, the Torah, the Bible, the Injil, Suhuf Ibrahim and Musa, and the other, Zabur, okay? The other books, the other scriptures that the other prophets were given by Allah Almighty, okay?
I have a question.
Yeah.
In these books, like Injil, is there a straight like point to Quran?
Yeah. About the name of the Prophet, it is.
Like about no book.
Look, in
Injil, is there anything about Quran?
I have not read the Injil, but I can tell you that this, okay? This is a reality. That any book that comes from Allah Almighty to the Prophets for the guidance of the people, okay? In that guidance, whatever is written or sent down in Injil, okay, we have them in the Quran as well, okay? The true Injil, not the Injil that the Christians now, some of them have, okay? They have like changed a lot of them, okay? A lot of parts.
Every year they have. Yeah.
Look, Fawad Haider, nice question. Now, why Allah Almighty sends new books? It's because of the needs of the people, and also He wants to teach people more things. Yes? In the Injil we have one thing, in Torah we have, and we have the most complete version of all the books, which is called the Quran. Okay? But in the Injil and the Torah, okay, we have the names of the next prophets. So one of the things that proves the prophecy of another prophet, the next prophet, okay, a person who claims to be the prophet, is this, that in the book of the other prophets, the previous prophets, his name, his characteristics must be mentioned.
Now, like the original Bible, where is it?
We don't know.
Okay. Now, the copied Bibles, are there?
Yeah.
Is there any point to
prophets? I think I studied somewhere, okay, in a book. It was written that the real Bible was lost at that time. Okay? Was lost. I mean, among the people, it was lost. But after like one century, the people, the students of Prophet Isa alayhi salam and some others, okay, they tried to collect the teachings of the Prophet Isa alayhi salam. And of course, they were like mixed with some of the other teachings as well from the other people, from some of the stories which were not correct, okay?
Now, like a new version, is there any point to Rasulullah?
Yeah. In the new version that they have?
Yes.
They have no. But in the real Bible, yeah, it exists. It exists, okay? The real Bible, actually the real one, I don't know, but we have a Bible. I think we have one that the name of the Prophet is mentioned there. In the Quran as well, we have one ayah that says in the Bible, it is written like this. Quran says, okay? In the ayah, inshallah, we'll study that one, okay? That says that the name of the next Prophet is Prophet Muhammad, Ahmed, okay? Ismuhu Ahmed,
yeah.
We have this.
Yeah, yeah.
So, وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. This is the sign of muttaqin, okay? That believing in the other scriptures. So as Muslims, remember that. As Muslims, if we're claiming that we are the true Muslims, first thing, we have to believe in the other prophets as well. Prophet Isa alayhi salam is not the prophet of only Christians. He's the prophet of us as well. Because he is the prophet of Allah Almighty. Whoever believes in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has to believe in Prophet Isa alayhi salam, in Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and all the prophets. We don't have to say that he's the prophet of Jews, he's the prophet of Christians, he's not our prophet. No, we love him, we celebrate his birthday, but we also follow him. Okay? Because he is the prophet of Allah Almighty. Okay. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And they believe and they have faith in the day of judgment, in the akhirat. All right? So these are the characteristics of muttaqin in this ayah.
هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ يُوَحِّدُنَا لِطَرِيقِ الْخَيْرِ يُوَجِّهُنَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنزَلَهُ وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ مُعَلِّمُنَا وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ مُعَلِّمُنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Let's recite once again this ayah and work on the tajweed rules. Listen and repeat.
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ.
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
أحسنت. I want Hussein Ruhullah to explain this ayah. والذين يؤمنون. Is there any tajweed point? The ones that we did practiced in the previous ayahs, do not mention them. The new ones. Is there any new one?
New.
For example, any rule about tanween and nun sakina, any rule about qalqala, any rule about mad, any rule about like mim mushaddad, any other rules?
Yes, here we have mad jaiz munfasil.
Mad jaiz munfasil. How is that?
We have mad, bima, and okay, then hamza.
Hamza we have.
Yes.
So why is jaiz munfasil means you can stretch the mat, or if you don't want, do not stretch the mat. You're allowed to do this.
Yes.
So why is this? What's the reason?
Because hamza is not in the same word as mat.
Hamza and mat are not in the same word. So hamza and mat are
separate.
Actually, not mat. Okay, say this way: hamza and harful mat. Harful mat is the alif.
Yes.
Sometimes harful mad is ya. Sometimes harful mad is wow. These three letters are huruful mad, okay? But what is hamza is also there, okay? If huruful mad, any of the huruful mad, okay? Wow, alif, ya. Any of them plus hamza, they both are in the same word, in one word, the mad will be maddul wajibul muttasil. Yes? But if they are not in the same word, as Hussein Ruhullah said, it's mad jaiz munfasil. So you're allowed to stretch the sound, or you're allowed to skip the longer sound, okay? The longer vowel sound. So how do you say? How do you recite it, Ali Nasir? Up to unzila ilayk.
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ.
أحسن. Or you can skip.
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ.
Right? Or you can stretch it for 6 counts, for 5 counts. That's it. Any other point, Ali Nasir? Second point, if you can say. Tajweed point. Fawad, any tajweed
point? مِن قَبْلِكَ قَلْقَلَ.
قَبْلِكَ قَلْقَلَ on which letter?
مِنْ قَبْلِ.
No, no, on letter. Which letter?
قَف.
The letter قَف? قَف has حَرَكَت. قَلْقَلَ was applied when that letter is ساكن. He's going to say that, I think. The next letter. بَا. بَا is ساكن. قُطُب جَد. بَا is there, okay? So قَلْقَلَ. But before قَلْقَلَ, let's say this قَلْقَلَ, but we have some other rules as well. So how do you apply the rule قَلْقَلَ, فَوَدْ حَيْتَن?
مِنْ قَبْلِكَ.
قَبْلِكَ, أحسن. Bouncing the sound of بَا. مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. Don't say مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. قَبْلِكَ. بَا. When you say بَا, the lips touch one another, yes? But you gotta bounce it. بَا. 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 مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. Alright. So any other rule before this?
So one more time.
One more time, what?
جائز منفصل.
جائز منفصل مات. وما أنزل. So, do we have any إخفاز rule or no? Do we have نون ساكن?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where is نون ساكن?
After, in أنزل.
أنزل. The word أنزل. نون ساكن plus زال. What rule is applied?
إخفاء.
إخفاء. وما you hide the sound of نون. That's all about this ayah, but one more thing. We have again one ikhfa. Where is that? Nun sakin plus? Unzila, we have two unzila, but any other one? Min
qablike.
Qablike, yes, qaf. But a heavy ikhfa. Kind of heavy ikhfa.
Yes.
Min qablike.
Two rules at the same time?
Yeah, yeah. Min qablike. So, let's recite this ayah again, and inshallah we'll take a break. We'll end this session. We'll come with you inshallah in the next session. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ.
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ.
أحسن. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Xavier International Schools Nero. Inshallah, we'll be back with you. Stay with us. Let's recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.